Here we have in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 6, and this is letter number 1739. This is dated, Baruch Hashem, the 27th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Beis, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing it to Mordechai Sheyichya Bauman. He was in Ambara, Ecuador. That's what he was. Shalom Uvracha. So, the Rebbe said, I received your letter, dated the 20th of Tammuz, and your request to send you mezuzahs, straps for tefillin, and tzitzis. So I passed it along to the leadership of the Merkez Lanyan Echinach, and when the opportunity will be, they will send it. So now, this that you write, that you have difficulty about a visa to Canada, I guess he was trying to moved to Canada from Ecuador, and he was having difficulty. But the Rebbe says, the fact that you had the difficulty, that should show as proof that you have still some things to accomplish in Ecuador, where you are, in the strengthening of Yiddishkeit and Torah mitzvahs. It's known, this with what my father-in-law, the Rebbe, related in the name of his grandfather, the Rebbe Maharash, with the titles, that he explained to somebody at great length that a physical livelihood, Hashem, blessed be He, can give every Jew in a surrounding where there is other Jewish people around, amongst other Yidden, other Jews who keep Torah and mitzvahs in a big Jewish community, etc. Hashem could, if it's just for material, for livelihood, Hashem could provide it for you in a comfortable place for your spiritual being, basically. But if a Jew happens to find himself that his livelihood is in some distant place, that is proof that he has something that he must correct over there, that he must bring more Yiddishkeit in there. The lamp of the mitzvah and the light of Torah amongst the Jews that are there, that find themselves there. So, therefore, Hashem ties it with your physical livelihood, so that also your body and your animal soul shall want to go there. So it ties it together. You say, okay, I'm going to get my livelihood there. But when you are there, you should have the opportunity to accomplish your spiritual mission. So the Rebbe says, take this fact that you're having difficulties there, getting out of there, as a sign that you still got some more work to be done over there in Ecuador, and while you're there, utilize it for strengthening Yiddishkeit. The Rebbe is also in closing, the write-up of the words that he spoke to the students of the yeshiva, which travel for several weeks in the cities of America to wake up, arouse the Yidden with regards to Yiddishkeit and Torah mitzvahs, which in truth the words apply to every Jew, which has been came to a very far place, farvogelt, in a far, very far place, where you don't have all your spiritual needs. And even more, it really applies in general to all Yidden, because every neshama, every soul, which is carved out from beneath the holy, honorable throne of Hashem, descended in a body and occupies itself with physical matters and has to go through various tests and difficulties. All these descents are for the purpose of an elevation. So, the Rebbe says that these shluchim that are going out, the Rebbe wrote to them, the mission is, so the same thing is true for all shluchim, everybody who's far, but for all Yidden, because in a sense, we were all been exiled, the soul into the body, into a low place, considering that it comes from underneath the Kisei HaKavod. I wish you, the Rebbe says, that you should succeed in accomplishing your spiritual mission, And this itself would draw down success in your physical matters. And the Rebbe adds in a PS over here that your contribution has been given over to the fund that supports the Talmud Torahs and yeshivas, which have been founded on the name of my father-in-law, the Rebbe Ole Yosef Yitzchok, in the Holy Land, Tibonah, and in Africa, etc. So again, Rebbe here says to everybody, utilize your place where you are for strengthening Yiddishkeit. And the Rebbe says to get physical success is by doing something for Hashem, then Hashem ends up doing a lot for you.